Now, it's a real honor to welcome back to the airwaves of KVMR, Joe Getty.
Hey, how are you, Wesley?
I'm doing real good. How about you?
Good, good. This is exciting. This is fabulous.
So, real honor having you guys back down here. Actually, you were on Thomas Greener's show, Ragged But Right, at one point in time.
We were. We were a brand new band, the Dead Flowers, at that time. Still in diapers, sucking on the pacifier. We're older, wiser, a little bitter now, but...
And bitter, doing those rough gigs and everything. Well, you're going to be doing a really good gig down at the Palms coming up next Friday, right?
Yeah, we're playing the Palms, which is, for me and you know, Richard, I know certainly, our lead guitar player, Richard Austin, a dream come true. It's like the pinnacle of my musical career. I've played bigger places, but the Palms is the Palms.
Yeah.
And listeners to KVMR know what I'm talking about. And yeah, it's really special. I'm really excited about it.
And that's a co-billing that night. Who else is playing
yeah,
there?
Yeah, that's my buddy Jag and the Painkillers. They're going to be there. My my radio partner and his excellent band are going to be playing as well.
Well, I'm just always still really intrigued about how that all shook down, where both of you guys have your own bands, etc. And I also, my understanding is, and correct me if I'm wrong, is that you guys realize that KVMR is a place to be able to get some airplay and get your stuff out there to the listeners in Northern California.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Richard and I were just riding up and talking about that, how, you know, there's a sad state of affairs in music radio, you know, frankly, as a fan of non-crap. And there aren't that many places to hear, you know, traditional American music and the various twists on it. And, you know, those of us who are big fans of it love KVMR for what you guys do. So please keep doing it. Please.
Oh, thank you
and
much.
And contribute, people.
And contribute. Well, we just finished up our pledge drive a week or so ago, and people came through for us one more time. So far, so good. 31 years into it. We're hoping to be around for another decade or six. Hey, let's jump into something.
Okay. Yeah, this is a song off our Low Expectations CD that actually we just discovered the other day sounds pretty cool acoustically, so we thought we'd give it a ride. It's a song called Flow. Oh, sorry, that's right, I'm on mic. I wander away from the mic as if I'm plugged into a PA system. Go!
Fell and rose again, they fell and liberated. it goes again. Yeah, all the will it took just to survive, to stay alive, a gift we got, the ghosts of all our friends. Yeah, look, look at me, I will carry on, and I will not forget you, I will take you home,
Flow.
Flow.
Everything
okay.
Plugged in and working out.
I think, well, does it sound okay to you?
Yeah, it'll work.
It'll work. That's Flow from your debut release, Low Expectations,
mm-hmm.
with the Dead Flowers. Why don't you introduce the guys here?
Yeah, to my right is co-writer, partner in crime, Richard Austin.
Richard.
On lead guitar.
Hello there.
Over there, to my left, your right, is Rich Shefke, our bass player.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah.
How are you?
And Mark the drummer. Over in the corner where he belongs, Mark Martinez.
He's in a corner. He's on a timeout. He's got the time coming out, I tell you.
Bad drummer.
Exactly.
Oh, some good stuff. That's original, right?
Yeah. Everything on the disc is. And are we going to do any cover tunes? Sometimes we, you know, the name of the band's Dead Flowers. We'll throw in the Rolling Stones' Dead Flowers.
Oh, I sure love that one.
One of your neighbors requested as we were walking up to the door. And, you know, we'll occasionally play a cracker tune or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that Graham Parsons song you were playing before we came on reminds me, we got to throw one of those in. But
Mr. Graham Parsons?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although, beware. Rich, you got to sing Emmylou Harris's parts, all right?
Oh, yeah.
So get to work.
You get the easy part, yeah.
Is that a different Graham Parsons?
And I'd like you to wear a nice flower dress, too, when you do it.
There you go. What kind of Graham stuff do you guys do?
Well, we don't at this point. I mean, we ought to. We've been
gonna have to remedy that.
I mean, we've got the disc is out that you mentioned, and Richard and I are continuing to write songs like maniacs. So our live set now has what, 3-4 new songs at least, the five that aren't on the disc.
So folks will be hearing those new things down at the Palms next Friday. Mm-hmm. Then, hey, yeah. What is that up with Friday the 13th?
You know, I don't know. I'm not particularly superstitious. I can play badly any day of the year.
Any day doesn't make any difference.
I can screw things up any day you choose.
Yeah. Hey, man, let's hear something else. That worked out good.
All right, yeah, this is actually the first song on the disc is a loud, angry kind of punk. It's not punk exactly, but it's a loud, angry song that was inspired by me watching. I was watching C-SPAN or something someday, and there were a bunch of radio executives on there, and my day job is radio, so I know a fair amount about the industry, and it was hearings before Congress probably 10 years ago, and every word that came out of their mouths were lies.
Yeah.
Everything they said was a lie. And, of course, the congressmen or senators, whatever it was, were just laughing it up and saying, oh, excellent, thank you for your testimony. And I was just so pissed off from myself and my business in America and the rest of it, I wrote an actual left-wing protest song.
Ah, inspiration.
They, and there's a Woody Guthrie reference in the first verse. But anyway, It's a loud, angry punk song, but we play it country live just to amuse ourselves. On the disc, it's called Coffin Nails, but when we country it up, we call it the Old Pine Box.
So, I count it off, Mark.
Of steel and then the dice and kings with leaving iron fisted well now aimed at different things. Oh, you're a strong man, heavy hand. Who you lying for? Well, this machine kills fascists. Don't need you no more. Side to side, I've got a thousand friends. Well, some are great and some are small. I'll pray for the end. Oh, you're a big man, raise your hand. You played postponed, you fall. Sooner or later, overwhelmed, and we'll get the call. Let's all. Tell myself it's my old familiar face. I bought into the crime for a time, couldn't take a test. Oh, you're a big man, dirty hands, your mind diseased with greed. I don't want nothing back, I'll tell you what I need. All I need, you know, I don't know. Chance in your lion. It's got to end.
The Old Pine Box.
Man, I tell you what.
Thank you, Thomas.
I sure like that song. I really like the
Thank
song.
You.
I closed my show with it last week.
Yeah, I actually heard that.
Yeah,
we were sending text messages around. Quick, turn on Wesley.
Of course, I played the Old Pine Box. I didn't play Coffin Nails because I did get. You guys sent me this. It was kind of like your own bootleg from the Powerhouse Pub.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. We can't make any money, so we quit trying.
That soundtrack they sent you is actually off a DVD that has just been released on us. Gentleman by the name of Matt Gray, Gray Family Films.
Yeah, yeah.
Did a documentary on the first 6 months of the band,
which is kind of bass ackwards, but it's he did a wonderful job, a beautiful job.
Yeah, it came out good.
And it's kind of it's about the frustrations of playing live music in a world where it's just not quite hip anymore. Everybody either wants to hear covers or they stay at home watching the cable.
Mm-hmm.
But not that we're not having a great time.
Yeah.
But it's ups and downs, lugging your own gear and making no money, but we love it, so we do it.
Well, it's got to be a passion to keep you out there doing it,
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in a copy of it, you can go to grayfamilyfilms.com.
There you go.
Good. And how about if they want to check out any of your CD or anything? Where do they go to get that?
Oh, yeah. What's the best way to get that?
Well, it's on
iTunes.
It's on Napster.
Yeah.
Just look under Jug City Dead Flowers.
And yeah, that's right. If you want a hard copy, because I'm just old, but I like a case, and I like the liner notes, and I like pictures and the rest of it. If you just email me at, what's the best way? I guess armstrongandgetty@yahoo.com. And I'll send you out a copy you send me money. But
of course, I assume that they can just show up at the show at the Palms next Friday, and you'll probably haul in some of that booty down there.
Yes, I think that's what I'm thinking. I think so. Our merchandising team, aka our wives, will be.
You got the A team out there for that.
Oh yeah, well we can trust them with the money. They're getting it anyway.
Yeah, just cut out the middleman. You. So who's opening on that show next Friday? How's that shaking down?
Well, that's a funny thing. We're trying to figure that out.
Roll the dice?
We probably just have a coin flip.
Yeah, the thing is that we're both arguing over who gets to go on first. Because anyone gets better in
there. Yeah, bunch of old guys. Well, I don't care. Whatever you guys figure out, I don't particularly give a damn.
Again, we got the Joe Getty and the Dead Flowers down here in the KVMR studios, and they will be featured down at the Palms in Winters on Friday the 13th, along with that other band. The Painkillers.
Jack Armstrong and the Painkillers, yeah. Can we have Richard sing one?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, this song's called Losing Everything. It's on the DVD, Tear the Whole Thing Down.
And it will be on the next Dead Flowers release, which will come as soon as we've saved up our money. As soon as the record company comes through with an advance.
Not enough, you try losing everything. You can't give it up, you find losing everything. Does it include the pain you'll find? Losing everything is all that you gain when you fly alone. Always cry alone. The world comes crashing in when you can't escape. Only masquerade. The only one at the ball. Everyone sees you fall. When you try losing everything, but you just can't do what you find. La la.
Richard Austin, Dead Flowers.
Cool. So that's one of your originals, Richard?
Yes.
And that's going to be coming up on the next package. Well, let's see. Can I throw a curve at you? I told you we should probably just have time for three, but how about a second request for Dead Flowers?
Oof. When was the last time we played that? Or,
well,
would
you know,
I be a bad guest if I told you we worked really hard on a song for you?
It's a new one.
Then let's do that.
I mean, that'd be all right.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let me. Okay. Yeah, this is a song that we wrote after the CD came out. It's and we close all our shows with it now. It's called Annie, and it'll be on the next thing we do. It's on the DVD. It's actually the closing song in the DVD, right? Yes. All right. Yes. We ready?
All right.
Thanks for having us on, by the way. This is
my pleasure. Let's say it again. Cool. Joe Getty and Dead Flowers are going to be playing down at the Palms in Winters next Friday the 13th with Jack Armstrong's band, The Painkillers, also. Good double bill. Check it out.
Mark. Well, my love ain't no light switch you can just flip on. No, I said my love's true. Come on, girl, don't let me. Oh.
Annie, right? That's Annie?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, good stuff. Thanks for coming down here and sharing that. Fun. You know, you guys you got a country thing going, but boy, you really pushed it to the punk edge, and I like that attitude.
Yeah, it's kind of twisted. I told Thomas weeks ago when we were on his show, I'm sure purists are lovely people, but I've never understood it. You know, they take a little of this, a little of that, throw a little of that in, throw a little of that out, and...
No, that's kind of what works
for
me.
You got the dead flowers. Yep.
Well, again, good stuff. Joe Getty and the Dead Flowers. Once again, thank you guys for coming down. And I'm going to be down at the Palms in Winters coming up Friday the 13th with Jack Armstrong's Painkillers. Get them, boys.
Thanks, Wesley. Sure,
right.
Appreciate it, man. And thanks to everybody for listening, too.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Well, let's see. Wasn't that nice? Got to love KVMR FM, Nevada City, a little station that could, where you get lots of live music out on the airwaves. Speaking of live, let's go hear a live, this is back from some vinyl, a band that I used to like a lot in the day.